Decisions around immigration made from the White House stand to have a ripple effect here in the islands. That's the subject of today's Reality Check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider on the line this morning. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your story focuses on public housing.
Yes. I'm looking into a proposed rule by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that aims to block undocumented immigrants from receiving public housing assistance or Section 8 assistance.
So this is something that just kicked in?
So it's just a proposal. It hasn't yet gone into effect, but it has been newly proposed, and now it will be open for public comment for 60 days.
Okay. Now, so that was just published in the Register then?
Yes.
And so what happens now? What could the effect be here in Hawaii?
Sure. So the way it works now is that it's okay for recipients of Section 8 vouchers or public housing tenants to be undocumented as long as they're part of a family that includes a U.S. citizen or legal immigrant. For example, a family might have a U.S. citizen children, but the parents came here illegally. And so I called around to the Hawaii Public Housing Authority and the various counties that administer Section 8 vouchers, and I found that at least a dozen Hawaii families could become homeless under the proposal. And I wasn't able to get the numbers from Maui, but from the Public Housing Authority, there are four families that would be affected by this. And from calling the other counties, there are about eight families that would no longer be eligible for Section 8 vouchers under this. So as you can see, that's not a very high number, but local attorneys told me that the impact could actually be much broader than that.
It's interesting, though, that they don't have any kind of, a priority list, right, when it comes to public housing.
Well, and when it comes to public housing, a lot of the priority goes to people who have been previously homeless. And so that's part of the concern here, is that for people who are homeless, you may not have kept all of your documents, all of your identification documents when you were moving from place to place. And so that's a concern that I'm hearing from local attorneys who work with low-income people. They're saying that it might be common for legal residents or even U.S. citizens to have lost their papers that they need to prove that they are eligible for housing. So even though it seems like just a few families could be affected by this, there could be ripple effects.
Well, I know that there is a huge waiting list, though, for our public housing, isn't there, around the state?
Yes. We only have about 6,100 public housing units through the State Public Housing Authority, and there are nearly 14,000 people waiting for housing.
Wow.
So that's part of the reason for this proposal, is they're saying that these resources should be going to people who are here legally.
Yes, I was looking at some of the comments that people were making online saying that the people here should be given first priority, you know, on the list. So there's some rub there.
Yes, there's definitely, as you know, immigration is such a controversial topic. There are people who have really strong feelings, in both directions. But what is interesting is looking at what the impact could be on U.S. citizens. For example, nationally, HUD has said that about 55,000 U.S. citizen children could be affected by this. They could lose their housing because their parents are here illegally, even though they were born in the U.S., they could actually be evicted under this proposal.
Right, and that's a concern because you want to have a stable living situation for the keiki.
Exactly, and as you know, there's such a housing crisis here. Even spending years and years and years on the wait list. In Oahu, the wait list for public housing is 17 years long. And so you could be waiting, over a dozen years to get access to this. And to lose it because you don't have the right papers is something that, advocates for low-income people are really concerned about.
Right. And we've just had this recent controversy about how a number of Pacific Islanders, some migrants, are having some difficulty in getting driver's licenses, and that's kind of compounded things too.
Exactly. So one of the concerns is how are they going to define you being here legally? So, I know what you're referring to is a new guidance from the Department of Homeland Security that said that if you are here from one of the three COFA nations, the Marshall Islands, Palau, or the Federated States of Micronesia, you should prove your citizenship prove your legality in order through having a visa or an employment authorization document if you want to get a federally approved driver's license or state ID. But unfortunately, people that doesn't work for most people because they don't have those either document because they can come here legally without those documents. And so it's caused a lot of confusion in the community. And so one of the concerns is how are they going to define legal immigrants for this, you know, for the purposes of this housing rule? If they define it similarly in terms of having a visa, then you're excluding a lot of people who are actually here legally.
And for folks who are undocumented, I'm sure that this proposed rule is going to be cause for more concern. And you know, they might be scared about, I guess, getting caught, so to speak.
Yes, and that's another concern that one attorney brought up to me. She was saying that people might be self-policing. They might not apply for housing that they're actually legally entitled to and that could really help them further their situation and provide stability to their children because of that fear. And so she was saying that's just as effective as, you know, actually implementing the rule, and it's, you know, something that is a major concern.
Okay, and so the comment period then ends... When?
It ends in July, yes.
Okay, so people need to put their two cents in if they're concerned about this.
Yes,
thank you
very much.
Okay, thank you. That was reporter Anita Hofschneier with today's Reality Check. To read her full story and more, visit civilbeat.org.